Tonight, Griffin rocked a spelling bee, and I think we've got some other stuff on the show, Patty. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Hi, you know what? Tonight I am not a one-girl revolution. I'm not. My son Griffin absolutely stunned me. Before we talk about that, I do want to say he did win his spelling bee, his school-wide spelling bee, in front of about 600 people, including classmates, parents, and teachers, and staff. So when he won, we asked him how he wanted to celebrate tonight, and he replied, "Can we just do burgers and watch the State of the Union address?" That happened. Esmeralda, I wish I was kidding. That's actually what we did this evening.
Kind of burgers.
We had burgers. He had a cheeseburger. He prefers it with just the lettuce and the pickle and some french fries with ketchup. Steve had a bacon cheddar burger with onion rings on it.
Oh, yeah.
I had my anchovy pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I ordered from a restaurant that I enjoy on the Northwest Side called Coletti's, and they make the best anchovy pizza, and they make really good burgers. So I decided to combine what we all.
We still have to eat that.
What? The anchovy pizza?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I've washed my hands and used a lot of mouthwash for all those interested in
knowing. No, but we said we were going to try it. Well, I said I would try it.
You
I don't know, Craig, if you...
Let's not put me on.
All right.
I'm not going to do that.
Very tasty.
Yeah.
The State of the Union address, I'm so glad my mother was not live tweeting it because we were on our couch watching the State of the Union. My mom saw somebody in the seats, and she said, "Oh, my God, look at his head. Something must have happened in the birth canal." I was like, wow, that's not what to do. Look at the dress she is wearing. Oh, she is upset that she wore those shoes. I'm sure she is regretting that.
You and your mom, me and your mom should have hung out for the State of the Union. I was doing the same thing.
Did you see the one woman that kept trying to keep her eyes open and like, but she was really bugging? I was watching on channel.
Oh, yes, yes. I saw her. I was like, she's really tired.
Yes. And it looked to me as though Speaker Paul Ryan was giving the president the bird underneath his desk. I'm just saying he kind of had that look. Rob, I'm sure that you had to watch much of the address as well.
I was into it.
You were?
About two-thirds of the way.
You didn't see the beginning where he was, I think half of us expected President Obama to just go, done, and drop the mic.
Yeah.
He came out making jokes. He said that, it wasn't going to be as long this time. I know some of you have to get back to Iowa. I've been there myself. I can give you some advice.
Well, he spoke for almost an hour.
Yes.
So how that compares to his previous States of the Union addresses, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
All right. We'll have to go back and look. And I know their factcheck.org already has information on that he stuck mostly to the facts, but exaggerated a lot of it, including talking about the number of jobs that we've recovered. But he did not mention that the over 4 million jobs that were lost and probably won't return. And then and that he said that there were manufacturers who were actively looking to bring jobs back from China. In actuality, apparently they've said they're considering it, which I mean, considering and actively looking are in fact two different things. I think actively looking seems like you've already made a few phone calls, maybe checked out, like maybe took a trip to a factory.
Yeah, you're way beyond just considering it. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're usually interviewing people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was, I thought it was fine. I mean, it was more fun to watch. Oh, did you notice that most of the conservative justices from the Supreme Court were not there? I tweeted out that perhaps this was a very good time and their only chance to go see The Force Awakens.
That makes sense, though. They can probably all get together at the same time.
Yeah, they can get four seats in a row or whatever. Yeah, three seats, I think.
They had a field trip.
Yeah, Scalia, and Clarence Thomas. And who am I missing?
John Roberts, maybe?
He was there. The Chief Justice was there, yes.
Yeah.
The notorious RBG was there, of course. I'm very giddy tonight.
I wonder if Vegas took odds on how long it would take for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to fall asleep.
Yes. I was watching her because she seemed to actually be fine, but she's a little bit older, and unfortunately I saw a sketch about the justices at Sketchfest, and the impression that someone did about her was spot on, a little bit she was fine. There were a lot of other people who seemed to be having trouble falling asleep. There's obviously pictures flooding the Twitter sphere of, you know, perhaps a Rubio with his eyes half closed. But yeah, it's not fair. He could just be blinking and you can get a shot of that and it looks like someone's sleepy. But any who amongst us has not wanted to keep our eyes closed for longer than a moment? You know, your eyes get dry. Ooh, I did not know that Lindsey Graham chewed on his lips. I tweeted out to him perhaps he wanted to try a Murad skincare lip balm, which I find to be very helpful because I also chew my lips out of nervousness and the dryness during
that sounds
the
really nice. What about Burt's Bees?
Burt's Bees is good too, and obviously natural products. I like that.
Yeah.
But Murad has a little more of a healing quality to it because if you chew, you're also going to have a little bit of a healing.
Yeah, you're going to need some extra.
Yeah, cool. He was chewing. I don't know why he was chewing on his lips.
I like the lady with the really bedazzled hat.
Yes. Did you see the one with the big pink flower?
No.
Oh, you're talking about the one that looked like a crown. It was cream and gold.
Yeah, it looked like a container.
Yeah.
I feel like we're now lying about stuff that was there.
No, she was there.
It was part either a container or a pot holder that was wrapped around.
She was bedazzled head to toe.
Who was
the gorgeous?
And then the county clerk that refused to give gay marriage licenses was also there. Did you see her?
Kim Davis, isn't that her name?
She was wearing sweater on a sweater.
It was. Somebody just said, I can't believe they let that lady in there. And I said, I think she's just trying to make gay men weep.
Is that a female mullet she's sporting?
That's really,
I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Well, it's a bit mohawkish down the middle, right?
It's like pre-made though.
Yeah,
or not pre-made, but she forms it.
Yeah, it looks like a going to meet and hairstyle. She definitely looks like she went to the extra step to get purdy for this event. But
she had a long way to go.
And it was some, you know, it's baby steps or no steps at all. Yeah, that's an image I think that has to be memed somehow. I told you I didn't like the homosexuals. They can't dress me. More after this on Pretty Little Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick may be Chicago's Best. You know, I've gotten so little sleep in the last 3 days, Craig, and you would think that, like, I don't think I look it. I think I'm doing all right. I'm trying to stay on top of it, and I've gotten a little help from GenuCell. I'm not going to lie to you, because puffiness and bags are a little hard to deal with, and GenuCell has this new plant stem cell therapy from Chamonix. It's specifically targeting eye puffiness and bags. With this new technology, GenuCell is an incredibly powerful, all-natural serum. With its instant effects, it is guaranteed to show results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. That's right. Users have seen results in only 12 hours with dramatic improvements in 2 weeks. A true Chamonix classic. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology to improve the longevity and brilliant long-term results. Call now to try GenuCell risk-free. 800-430-9481. That's 800-430-9481. And say goodbye to puffiness and bags today. If you call in the next 20 minutes, you can get the legendary Esotique face cream absolutely free just for trying GenuCell today. Chamonix, the best skincare, best results, or your money back. No questions asked. 800-430-9481. One more time. That's 800-430-9481. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. As you can tell, I'm a little amped, and partly because I watched the State of the Union address with my family, because that's what my son Griffin wanted to do as the grand champion of his spelling bee today. He said he wanted burgers and watched the State of the Union address. It was President Obama's last, and as a child who grew up knowing that it's possible for anyone to become president, it's kind of exciting. We have in studio with us Sonia from Verizon and Abby, who's a new friend of ours. Now, they have been generous with some of the technology they've shared with me. I've had a Motorola. A smartwatch.
It is a smartwatch. Yeah, the Moto 360.
I'm gonna bring that. Can you pull that microphone right up to you?
Cause me?
Yeah, here. There you go. I know it's weird. It looks like I should just be able to pick it up, but you're good. It's been a lot of fun to play with. I had a tablet for a while that you guys lent me, and I have my Wonder Woman phone. I get so many compliments. We have our new friend Abby, I have to tell you, they made this for me almost a year ago, maybe
yeah,
more.
It's just about a year now.
And every time I hold this up, like, I get the biggest smiles from people. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it was a great case. Yeah. It was you guys picked this one out. I just said what I liked, and
I've heard all about it. It's pretty epic.
It is. I would say epic is a good way to put it.
Yes.
I was taking pictures of Griffin during his spelling bee, and he looked over and he smiled because he saw Mommy's Wonder Woman like out of the crowd of parents with their phones. She's very vibrant and tough looking. So she's, you know, ready to go.
Well, congratulations to him.
Oh, he's so cool. Well, and that's the thing too. Like, so this is the Note 4.
Yes.
And I know the Note 5. I don't even know what they did to improve the Note 5. It's pretty spectacular. Abby, do you want to tell us a little bit? You don't have to. I know you didn't prepare for that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be better camera.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, I know.
How much better can it be?
It's crazy that it can get any better than that. Yeah. But definitely better camera, better processor.
Okay.
So you can do more things at once.
What?
Yeah. It's.
I do so much with it. You see me with the Instagram.
Yes.
I do it really. I'm like, look, I want this filter. I like my lo-fi with some more warmness and adjust my color and my highlights.
Yes. So fun to play with.
So you do education at the big Verizon flagship store?
I do, yeah. I'm at the Magnificent Mile location right across the street from the Hancock Center. So my role basically is to just empower our guests to be able to use their devices to what they want it to do. So I teach them what, you know, from the basics of how to turn it on, how to turn it off, to, you know, how to pair it with any of our other smart accessories like the Hue or the Nest.
Okay. So. Well, we'll go to that in a second because I want to know more about the Nest. With the smart watch that I've been using, it is cool. Like, it tells me how many more steps I have to reach a goal because it adjusts the goals for you, right? So you sort of have a baseline. It asks, like, how active you are and things like that. Tell us a little bit. What are people looking for when they look for fitness items?
Well, with fitness items, it's based off whatever your goal is, I guess. So, for me, I'm a very basic fitness person. So, as long as I'm walking my 10,000 steps a day, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
But then you have more of, you know, your athletes who are looking for more. So, we have different fitness accessories to kind of tailor to those needs.
Okay. And you also have the soccer ball that can tell you how hard you're kicking the ball.
Yeah,
the angle
you played with that the last time we were at the store, right? Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a whole array of accessories to choose from when it comes to fitness.
What do you think is the best way for people to, because obviously people made their resolutions and they came in and I want to do this. Now we're almost 2 weeks into the new year. What would you recommend people do to sort of like use their technology to maintain those commitments to fitness?
Well, I mean, as I mentioned, all those different accessories you can choose from, it does keep you honest.
Right.
The Moto 360, I don't know if you have the setting set up where it alerts you every time you don't move. So if you've been kind of inactive for the last hour, it'll buzz.
No.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of pressure.
It'll keep you honest.
I'll come into the store and I'll have that adjustment done. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do things like, you know, little simple things like that. Reminders, if you will, just to kind of make sure that you keep moving. You could even set goals and targets for yourself. So a lot of interactive things you could do just within the applications themselves.
Okay. And and one of the reasons, by the way, Rebecca, that I don't have the watch on all the time. I took it off for a week when I went to Los Angeles because I didn't want to lose it when I was like, I don't even travel with my wedding ring. So I'm just saying, like, just so you know, the level at which I keep I hold my watch in esteem is my wedding ring level. So once you get out of the habit, I'll get back into the habit of that. And it does sort of remind you how many more steps I have, how many calories you've burned. How does it compare to like a Fitbit? Because you also have those.
Yeah. So my mom actually is a huge Fitbit, you know, just huge Fitbit. She got me to get the Fitbit myself, so we compete with each other. So that's kind of a nice little feature that the Fitbit does have, is you can kind of, you know, friend one another, and then you can set up competitions, challenges, and you can just see where the other person is. So it's nice to kind of have that competition.
Okay.
Also as a reminder to keep you honest.
and you can do that online. You can
yes.
kind of check in and you can see what somebody, I know a lot of my friends have, like, you know, they reach these status levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different goals and trophies, but you could do it online, or you could just download the Fitbit app straight to your phone or your tablet, and you can do it that way as well.
And when you have people coming, obviously there's a wide range, Abby, of people who come in. You know, we've got teenagers who kind of they've grown up with this in their hands.
Yes.
Do you have what is it like when someone comes in and they're a little intimidated because it's a magnificent store on the Magnificent Mile?
Right.
But there is so much going on from that wall of speakers, and it's where you can design your own case. Hello,
Wonder Woman.
Yes, and pictures too. People, you have a green screen there where people can take a photo.
Yes,
like they're
a photo booth.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say? How do you demystify it for people who aren't tech savvy?
you really make it personalized. So you walk in, you want to just really get to know them.
Right.
How do they use their technology currently, and maybe where can we take it from there?
Show them the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Because you mentioned Nest, which is a way to control the temperature in your house,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes.
How do you control the thermostat with your phone?
I know. It's pretty awesome.
It's just an app.
Yes. So it's on your device itself. You download the application once you buy the Nest product itself. And then from there, you can literally turn the temperature up mm-hmm. and down. So if you're leaving from work and you want your house to be a little bit warm when you get there, instead of walking into a freezing cold house, especially like something
yeah,
like
no
tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Right, so it's like half an hour out, you can sort of start dialing it up.
Yep, and then it's literally like a dial on your phone. You just turn it up. Because I'm demonstrating here with my finger.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. It's actually nice. It does learn your habits as well. Yes. So if you do have more of a routine, it'll kind of predict the temperature you're going to want.
I don't want to argue with my app, though. I don't want to be like, are you sure you don't want it warmer? No, I'm feeling
you could still adjust it. Yeah. It's a suggestion.
All right. Are you sure you don't want it this way? Yeah, I'm positive. Back off. And then you also have technology where you can use it for your locks on your doors, which
the
is
Kivo lock.
The Kivo lock.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. I love that. I still have to have that done. That's going to be my thing too this year, is to have that done.
That's actually fun because you could, it's basically a lock. Just look, it's a regular lock. It's easy installation and
self-installation.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's tutorials and we could also help you as well, kind of guide you through it. But it's just a lock. The fun part of it is that you can control it with an app as well on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You could even send like a temporary lock to another person if you have a visitor or whatever. You have construction workers or
cleanly,
whatever the case,
right.
whatever mm-hmm. it may be. You can send them a temporary lock. It expires after a certain time, and then they no longer have access to your house.
See, that's smart.
Yeah,
I was somewhere and a guy was telling me that he could remote start his car on his phone. Do you guys, is that just an app or is that with the car companies? I'm guessing, I think Chevy has. She was like, no. That sounds insane.
No.
That's mind blowing.
No, I'm just kidding.
Houses, yes. Cars, let's.
I don't know. About
let's
the
slow
car.
Our roll, shall we?
We sell a product called the Delphi. Mm-hmm. It plugs into your car through the OBD port.
Uh-huh.
And with certain kinds of cars, you can actually use that to unlock your car.
See, Abby's like, I didn't want to talk about that tonight because that's the kind of thing that scares people. Because it is. It's impressive. I mean, to be able to start your car, though, too, the same thing as warming up your house.
Yeah.
All right. More with our friends from the Verizon store. We're hanging out with Sonia and Abby, and they are from the flagship store. What's the exact?
840 North Michigan Avenue, right across from Water Tower.
It's the Verizon Experience, isn't it? It's the
Destination.
Destination. I knew it was some. I got to put that somewhere where I always remember. The Verizon Destination, right across the street from the Hancock Center.
Yes.
More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. Listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. If you're watching the live stream and you wonder what just happened as I looked around, confused, they took my chair. Not my chair, but the usual host chair.
They took chairs. They're missing.
They
were nice. Yeah, you seemed uncomfortable.
I haven't been able to settle in.
I
thought it was because of my bad Uber ride.
Telephone. I got a phone call.
All right.
Maybe it's the chairs.
Maybe it's our chairs back. We have in studio with us our friends from the Verizon Destination Store on Michigan Avenue, right across from the Hancock Center. We have Sonia, who's been telling us a little bit about fitness applications and things like that. And and she always keeps us up to date. There's a wonderful program you have, which is tell us a little bit about the donation program you have.
The HopeLine, yes.
Yes, HopeLine.
So HopeLine is a program that Verizon Wireless sponsors. It's geared towards victims of domestic violence. And basically what it is we take all unused devices, whether from any carrier, and accessories as well. And what we do with that is we recycle and refurbish those. The proceeds that we get from that, we do give it back to the community, give it back to charities that do support victims of domestic violence in form of cash grants.
Okay, and one of the connections that you have is there was an employee of Verizon who was in a situation that was dangerous, and she was she lost her life under horrible circumstances. And this is a way to hopefully avoid that for other people who don't know how to reach out, who because having a separate line that you can keep in case you need help is really important. People don't realize how necessary that is. I've known women who have had to hide that, keep it, you know, somewhere in their closet, somewhere in their belongings, at work, just to have some place to tell people that, you know, I need to get out of the situation.
Right.
So people can come to the store.
Any store.
Any store, mm-hmm. and donate their phones for the Hope Line.
Yes.
And Abby, I'm sorry. I was okay. I'm still thrown off by my chairs.
I see that. So
people got a lot of gifts this holiday season. How can they come in and find out, like, how to use this? What do I do with this now?
Yeah. So one great thing that Verizon Wireless does is we deliver wireless workshops for anybody, whether you're a Verizon Wireless customer or not. They are free, and they're at any location wherever you are.
Okay.
Anywhere in the U.S. So basically, again, they're beginner level. So how to turn your phone on, how to move an application or function an application, all the way to workshops like Get Fit with Technology. So how do we use our technology to get fit or to be more conscious of our health goals for the new year? Or photography classes.
Right.
So how to use your phone, your awesome Note 4, and that camera.
Yes.
To take selfies.
Right.
So, yeah.
The Claw, by the way. Does she know
the Claw?
I heard the Claw.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet, though.
I'll come over there before you guys go tonight. I'll show you the Claw.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is a big, you know, the reason I like taking selfies isn't just like, I mean, sometimes I'll do, you know, literally just a selfie, but I love, it gives me a chance to do a group shot. I am getting better when people say, do you want me to take a picture for you? I'm getting better at saying yes.
Oh,
I know.
Progress.
I know. It's not easy. I don't always use those photos. Because then I become, I'm like, higher. I need a little bit to the left. Yeah. I don't want to become a control freak. But that is part of why
I'm
taking selfies.
You'll have to teach them the Claw.
Well, they don't have to. They just need to know when my shin looks good.
Oh.
It's all about the jawline.
The right angle and the lighting.
It's all about that. And then I can fix it all in post. What are ways we can maximize, because you were mentioning off the air, ways to maximize your phone's battery life memory and things like that. So if let's say you have, you know, I mean, you know, if you just throwing an app into the garbage can doesn't take care of the memory because it's still on your phone, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So how do you make sure that you're doing the best you can for your phone's life?
Well, for your phone's life. So basically, you're just going to want to make sure that you're taking care of your applications in terms of what's operating in the background. So even though you click the home button and to go to the home screen, it doesn't necessarily mean that the application is not running around in the background.
Let's say I'm on my Note 4 right now. How do I find out, how do I take care of what's running?
There should be, correct me if I'm wrong, a button on
my settings and stuff, right?
No, it's a physical button on the device, whether on the right or the left side of the home button.
Mm-hmm. This is my home button right here.
Yep. So on the right.
On the right?
Next to it, yep.
The like the arrow
area.
Back?
Mm-hmm. The other side.
Oh.
The squares. Yep.
Okay.
That one, it doesn't always show the squares. It'll light up when you touch it.
Yes.
And then if you just swipe those squares to the side, you're closing the app, physically closing the application.
And you can do close all, right?
You can hit close all, or you can just close the ones that are using the most battery.
Close all.
So typically like a Facebook or an Instagram, you know, it's updating in the background. You can close those out if you need to. But, you know, especially in the cold, too, we see battery life not necessarily lasting as long. Because when you're out in negative degree weather, like we are now, the phone typically tends to drain in battery.
Okay, so close those running background.
Close them out.
Okay, so that's to the left. It's your right, but this is to the left of the home. Left. So the little squares light up, and you'll see like a bunch of boxes sort of stacked.
A bunch of boxes, yep.
So I hit close all, but you can swipe them left.
This
is on the Note 4.
Individually. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right, Any of the Samsungs or the Turbos, everybody has their own little task manager.
All right, so that's one of the ways we can go ahead and make sure that we're saving the life of your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Turbo, it's on the right.
It's either the left or the right.
The Turbo, what is that?
The Turbo 2.
That's a Turbo 2. Is that a Samsung or is it a...
No, it's a Motorola.
Oh, it's a Motorola.
Yeah, so it's actually one of Motorola's brand new devices. It's actually the first shattered proof.
What?
Yeah, go ahead and drop that.
No.
Throw it in the seriously, do
no.
it. I'll do it.
You know, let's do it.
Where do you want to throw it? What can you throw it on?
You can throw it on anything.
On anything?
Anything. Cement,
these Korean countertops?
Go for it.
Oh, jeez. Craig,
that was awesome.
Craig,
I'm really excited right
now. They've tested it on just about every type of surface from every level.
Do it. You do it.
Shatterproof.
No.
Do it.
I can't.
You have to.
All right, fine. All right. Look at Craig. All right.
It would be the one time it breaks. Like, she didn't say throw it, by the way. She said drop it.
No, I'm not going
to. Oh, no. It's for those.
Look at, she's like, okay, no, we got, all right, we got enough. I do have to say, with this case that we had made with the Wonder Woman on it, I can't tell you how many times I've... There's, like, one scratch on here, and that's because I didn't put another layer on top of this, but that's because I, like, do so much to this phone. I've had this for a year. It's fallen in all different directions, and with this, I think it has a rubberized layer. Mm-hmm. What type of case do
it's
I have
on Zipio.
This? See, even if you told me it was shatterproof, I would still have to put a case on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
One, because Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman,
obviously.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm impressed with the Incipio case, I really... Because I usually have, like, Otter boxes, which are mm-hmm. much bulkier, mm-hmm. but I like those too. But this has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips before you go that you want to let us know about, or just come visit you and find out more?
Absolutely.
Come visit you. There's so many cool toys. Your virtual wall where you can, like, hand glide.
Oh, yeah.
Craig, we should go do a video at Verizon. We can hang glide. We can play basketball. We can go they won't let us fly the drones. But you can do the band wall. Yes, there's virtual. Yes. Yeah, you can do the.
This all sounds great.
The drums and the guitar. Yeah. We can play in our own band.
Cool.
And you can follow Sonia at Sonia_Bear. Is it with an I or a Y?
With a Y.
With
Sonia
a Y.
Sonia_TheBear.
Oh, Sonia_TheBear on Instagram. And Abby, do you want people to follow you, or you're not quite sure yet? You're settling
that's
in.
Fine. It's Bartel, BARTELLAB.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. And I will take a selfie and post those with Perfect. those links to your accounts
awesome.
As well. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you again to Verizon for the fun toys that you lend me. Yeah, maybe you'll get some of it back eventually. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Here's how proud I am of my son, Griffin. And I have this thing where Griffin and Declan alternately have moments where they take my breath away. And lately, they've been running neck and neck. Declan, as many of you may know, has significant delays developmentally. For a long time, he comes to moments where his abilities sort of shift, a little bit fluid. When he was 3 years old, he used to hum. He would hum things like Thomas the Tank Engine. He'd be like, and he would do the theme song from Spider-Man, which was really cool. And all of a sudden, that went away. And he is now 10 years old. So he was humming 7 years ago, and he has not hummed since. But other things have come and gone. But some things have come and stayed. Abilities that he's had. He learned how to point when he was 8 years old, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal until you realize, one, that pointing is such a... an essential development in your growth, but it's also a whole conversation with a child who has no words. When I point at his bed, you know, I'm telling him it's bedtime, and he points at the door, and he's like, "I don't wanna." It has been such an adventure with a lot of highs and lows, but the highs are so incredible. A few years ago, he started giving me mommy kisses. He used to let me kiss him, and I thought for the rest of his life I would have to steal mommy kisses. He would kind of tilt his head or give me his cheek, until one day he pulled me down and gave me a kiss on my lips, and it was one of the best days of my life. And lately, he has been looking at me with this, like, sort of cute little... almost like a flirty look, like he has a crush on me. And so I'm often late to things because he'll pull me down to the ground and he wants to cuddle with me. So it's been really fun lately with him. And his brother has been really busy. Griffin has been busy even during the holiday season. He was studying for his spelling bee. And 2 years ago, he won in fourth grade. He won and became the spelling bee champion, beating all the kids through eighth grade, including the other gifted programs. And he was such a cool customer when he won that year. I had helped him out by, you know, Steve worked on the spelling list. I did some of that. I taught him to meditate a little bit, to visualize. I had him stand in front of a mirror and watch what he would look like so it wasn't scary to him. I told him how to enunciate words. Even though I speak quickly, I'm aware that I'm doing that. So I want him to be aware of when he's talking too quickly or when he's slowing down and what he wants to emphasize. And I showed him how to move his mouth so that you could hear the M's and the N's and the B's and the T's. So he did. And then we also showed him clips of Brian Regan. Maybe we'll play that later. We'll find some Brian Regan clips on the spelling bee. So he memorized all those bits and made him laugh. There's a great bit that Brian Regan has about I before E rule. And Griffin's word that he won on 2 years ago was perceived. And when he got that word, he just smiled because he made them use it in a sentence. That's one of his things, too, is he always asks for either word of origin or the sentence, use it in a sentence, a definition, those kinds of things. I didn't get a chance to work with him as much this time. And he's older now too, so he's a little bit more stubborn, you know. So I would ask him, "Hey, do you want to work on the spelling bee?" He's like, "Not right now." So I mean, I thought, okay, you know what? Fine then. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to be that mom. And if he doesn't do well, it will be on like not right now, mom. So I was kind of getting into that mode. Steve was working with him. So today, I didn't get much sleep. Yesterday, Craig, I was in this building from 8 o'clock until 2 a.m. 8 a.m. till two a.m. And I napped last night, and then I couldn't sleep this morning because I was nervous for Griffin. I started getting like performance anxiety for him. We got to the school; it was packed. We sat pretty close to the front, and Griffin got a few words. The very first word he got was a simple one. They do a very like almost a warm up round for everybody. Words like down and rare. Griffin got rare, but he asked for usage in a sentence, which he got. Because he didn't want the first thing he did, the first words he spoke, he didn't want that to be spelling. He wanted it to be something to kind of warm himself up. He's so smart.
He also wanted to send a message to all the other kids that he took this seriously.
Yeah.
Rare. Let's use that in a sentence, please.
Yeah. Why don't you dance for me? So do you have the audio for one of the words that he spells?
Yeah. Here we go.
Here's one of them.
Estuary. E-S-T. Estuary
is correct. And they're not allowed to clap they announce everyone's names and you clap for each child individually. Then you weren't supposed to clap by round. There were a couple children who were from perhaps the special needs programs that like you couldn't help but come on, you know. So we did a little bit. So there was one round where there was a mass exodus of children who were all out on whatever words. Some of them were easy. Temerity. My heart was hurting for some of these kids because they were so close or they flipped a letter or they misheard something. Oh, it was so stressful for me. So I was live tweeting on my Note 4 from Verizon. And then he got the word. The girl next to him missed. And he was sitting next to her and he was trying to console her and was late to get to the stage for himself. And he got the word evanescent, to which everybody in the auditorium, they made this noise. It was the hardest word that anybody had gotten. And I think mostly because I didn't know what it meant. And I was like, did he say effervescence? We're going to have to hear, you know, the definition. He didn't ask for the definition. This is what blew my mind. I was like, okay. He asked for them to use it in a sentence. At which point, the judge, who is the assistant principal, read a quote. He goes, to quote Franklin Delano Roosevelt in his inauguration speech, "The joy and moral stimulation of work no longer must be forgotten in the mad chase of evanescent profits." And I it took everything not to jump up out of my chair because Griffin's favorite president is Roosevelt. I'm like, he's going to get this. And he stood back and he spelled it in his palm as he does. And he got the word right. Now, you're not supposed to cheer after every kid. And the room just exploded. People were like, oh! people were blown away.
The spelling bee is off the hook now. It is off the hook.
And there was another round. I think estuary was the next round. Estuary actually came after evanescent, which I thought was weird. And then he had a couple more words. He won on, maybe we'll play Pharaoh later, but he won on Pharaoh. Not the Pharaoh fields, but he asked for word of origin, Egyptian, and later whatever. So I have to hurry this up because I know we have to go to the news. But he so when he came over and he was in my lap and I was hugging him, we were all like on top of him. I go, oh man, what did you think when they said it was a quote from Roosevelt, your favorite president? He goes, no, I knew it was going to be Roosevelt. I wanted the school to hear that quote. More after this on 720 WGN. So you may be wondering, how does a 12-year-old come to be a fan of Franklin Roosevelt? If many of you know, Franklin Roosevelt suffered from polio in his 30s and suffered from paralysis. So he began an organization to help, young babies and women who were pregnant to make sure that other children did not suffer in the same way. This later became the March of Dimes. It was initially the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis. So one of the reasons that Griffin really has connected with March of Dimes is because they supported the therapy for the research for a therapy called surfactant, which in the late 70s saved the lives of many babies. And in 2005, when Griffin's little brother Declan was born, he received several rounds of surfactant that saved his life. And otherwise, Declan would not have survived without the March of Dimes. So when Griffin heard the word evanescent, and he asked for the sentence, he wanted the class in the school to hear a quote by Roosevelt, his favorite president. And Griffin lifted his arms very, very subtly. I have the video of it. And he kind of touched his heart for a moment. And I know that was for his brother. So that was, I mean, my kid on levels that I cannot even imagine. I don't know who raised us, where he came from, but he is the best big brother his little brother could have. And Declan is the best little brother that Griffin can have. So thank you for letting me share that story. It was one of my favorite days of my entire life. So I'm going to pull myself together and throw it to the news.